time for the Observation Deck, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Gordo is on vacation, so we have Ryan Baldwin sitting in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Junior.
Baldy.
Thanks for allowing me on this side of the glass. It is kind of weird seeing y'all from this perspective.
Yeah.
Usually I don't see Gordo at all,
just
the nose right there.
Even though it's a little closer. This is a man, Junior, who does not believe in the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I've completely lost what little faith was still warm
America's
and glowing in my heart.
America's team couldn't even turn you around.
I hated it. It was a great entertainment piece. I will say that. But I hated watching every minute of it. It's just a bunch of old heads going, look how great we were. But I don't want to use this whole segment.
Okay.
Land well, after right. the Cowboys. We'll have plenty of time the rest of the week to
I mean,
jump
if,
on the Cowboys.
If you're a beaten down Cowboys fan that doesn't believe anymore, well, you're in the great majority.
Yes. There's very few actual Cowboys fans, I think, that are still on the this year is our year every
right.
single year. I think
right.
a lot of them have moved on.
I wonder how many have the cynicism of Baldy, though.
Quite a few.
Because you don't think you're ever going to see it in your lifetime.
Probably not. And there, I can tell you that. So I went back to college late, right, at North Texas, you know, Gummy and Green.
Let's go.
And so I was doing NTTV with all these kids that were, you know, early 20s. Maybe a couple of them were in their mid-20s. But they all had that same level of, man, I can't believe we have to watch the Cowboys do this again.
Okay.
And it is
your generation that has about had it.
Yes, yeah. I'm 32, and I believe everybody around 34 and younger is probably along the lines of, I just can't get into it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hurt myself again, George.
And I bet you the reason that Ryan and others don't feel like they'll see a change in their lifetime is because Steven's going to take over for Jerry.
And
he's been learning from Jerry, and we already hear from Steven the same kind of stuff. So it's going to continue until Spalding gets it, but even then, there's no guarantee Spalding runs it well.
Yeah, because who would he learn from?
Right.
Steven.
Right.
The one thing that gave me a little bit of hope was Steven apparently pushing Jerry up against the wall and going, what are you doing when it came to that Dion contract? And
you think he needs to do that more?
I think he needs to do that more, and maybe it's a sign that he's just kind of going, okay, Dad. Like, and I think he did show a little bit of exasperation, too, during that Micah press conference. Right.
Correcting his dad,
yeah, he's
and
like,
jumping
it's Micah.
In. Yeah.
Micah. Mm-hmm. But I will not be forcing my kid to be a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
She can be a fan of any team not in the NFC East. So no Giants, no
yeah.
Eagles, no Commanders. We'll still be watching the game Thursday. Well,
sure.
As much as a four and a half month old child can watch a game. It is really fascinating to watch her at this age because she's still like learning everything, right? She's figuring out the controls, arms are waving around, she's trying to roll over, but the head's too heavy so she can't get that last turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is a fun age at this point. And it also made me think, because my dad asked me this question when during paternity leave, we had taken a kid over there, it's probably about a month in, and he asked me and my wife, what's the most surprising thing that you've learned so far? I don't remember what I told him then, but I know what I think now. I have no idea how people did this even 25, 30 years ago, let alone decades, hundreds of years ago. Because now if there's an issue, I pull out my phone and I can Google, you know, baby gets stuffy during sleep. And I get 30 different articles
yeah.
with information and solutions and potential fixes. And even, you know, 20 years ago, you didn't have the internet as readily available. And if you did, you'd still have to wait probably 10 minutes to log on to the internet and then another 10 to actually wait for the information to load.
Right.
And by then, you've given up on it because the baby's still crying.
I guess with us 25 or 30 years ago, whenever it was, we just relied on a call to the pediatrician or a call to the parent. Hey, this is going on. What does this mean?
Yeah.
Or Dr. Spock's baby book.
That too, yeah,
that
we had that.
Back in the 60s and 70s, that's all any
yeah.
family had. That was the only resource other than
yeah,
a nurse or a pediatrician or a grandma who'd been down that road before.
Yeah, and there's still some of that, right? Like, I'll still ask my parents for advice occasionally, and my wife will ask her parents. But for the most part, it is. And also the online shopping space has made things much easier,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Like, you need diapers, I can have something scheduled to pick up, and I can pick it up on the way home and get in and out and still be home in 5 minutes. Or if we need something shipped in, you can get that same-day delivery.
Mm-hmm.
What does a thing of diapers cost these days? I know they're not cheap.
It was, I think the last time I bought them, it was $35 for a pack of 96.
Wow.
Size ones. And I'll be in size ones forever because she is tiny. She's like third percentile in weight. So she's going to be in ones forever. But I do think there is also the only more difficult part, I think, is that because there's so much more information, it's almost impossible to sift through it all and figure out what's actually useful.
Yes.
And there's so many, how can I put this delicately, self-proposed experts in various groups and communities
mm-hmm.
that'll say, oh, doctors don't know what they're talking about. You do this instead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, show me your medical degree.
In today's world.
Yeah, show me your medical degree and tell me that that is so much better than whatever the doctor is going to tell me.
Yeah, our pediatrician told us immediately, all those books you have, just throw them away.
Really?
Yeah. Because they give you so much conflicting advice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's paralysis by analysis. Before she was born, I started reading all those books. And after she was born, kept reading them. And I was like, well, this book says do this, but this book says don't do that. And this book says, and parenting by intuition, I think, is probably the best. Or if you have a good pediatrician, go by what that pediatrician is telling you. Ours, you know, turns out to be right all the time about this advice or that advice. So we just kind of go with that. Or, yes, like a grandma or somebody that's been down that road before. But the books can overwhelm you.
It does feel like the combination is the way to go, right? Take a little bit of your intuition, find a little bit of what you see on the internet. If you have a pediatrician that you trust, and then you use all that and put mm-hmm. it together. And then from what I understand, if you figure it all out with kid number one, by the time you get to kid number two, you just throw all that out the window again and you start all over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You'll be half decent at it by then.
And then you still won't know anything because kid two will come along and change everything you thought you knew.
And they'll be different, yeah.
Well, you're right, though. You said, you know, she's 4.5 and you can't imagine it getting any better that's so great at this stage. And I thought that, too. And somebody told me, every stage it gets better and better. And I thought, how can that be? This is so great having a little 3-month-old or having a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old. But now ours just turned 4 and this is the best it's been yet. It does truly keep getting better. Now, I do think that could stop in the teenage years from what I understand.
Yeah, look out for that.
But, you know, from birth to, say, 12, it does seem, at least in my now limited experience, it gets better every day.
Yeah, and you unlock more stuff that they can actually do and you do with them,
yeah.
Right? Because even right now, the playing with them is kind of like dangling toys right? And then she's starting to like actually watch stuff. Like I've watched some soccer games and football games, baseball games, stuff with her, but she's obviously not paying attention.
Right.
And we started watching some Disney movies, but she just sees colors and
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really mean anything. But as she gets older, yeah, she's going to actually start paying attention to stuff.
You haven't thrown her a full size football and say, catch it yet?
No, my brother is a baseball coach and he has first dibs on her when she gets to that age. He'll have the fungo out ready to have her field ground balls. Yeah.
Well, wait till she starts talking. That's the ultimate game changer. That's when it gets really entertaining.
She has discovered that she has a voice
uh-huh.
and he's happy to use it, but yeah, she's still not getting the syllables and anything, but it is fun to see how it changes day by day, right? Because you'll see the improvement and then you'll forget that just like a couple weeks ago she couldn't even think about rolling over, now she's on the verge of doing that herself, and it's fun to watch. It really is. I didn't know what I expected when I was preparing to be a dad. I guess I thought it would just kind of be all of a sudden she would hit these marks, but you can see the progression of it.
Yeah.
And that's what's really cool, in my opinion, is you get to actually see her learning in real time.
Yes. So,
but I still don't understand how people like George did this. For,
back in
the pioneer days when you were cooking rabbits over a fire.
Yeah. It's a great question.
It was tough.
It's a great question. I think about that all the time. Like, when our daughter hits certain stages, I think, so my parents went through this, I never really heard about that. They never really told me what these stages were like, and how did they do it back then? Did they pay this much attention to them, or it seemed like they didn't, but I don't know. Well, we're happy you're going through that, Ryan.